And joining us this morning, Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niske is here. Hello, Chief.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're great. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
So glad you could join us this morning. And we are going to mostly talk traffic this morning, Chief, because this is a top priority, not only for the city, the county, but the state. Because what was the numbers last year for traffic fatalities here?
Last year in Colorado Springs, we had 48 fatalities, which was a record high. I think our last record was set in 1986.
Wow.
El Paso County had the record for the state of Colorado. I'm not exactly sure what those numbers were, but we did have the record for the state of Colorado for fatalities in 2018.
And this means all agencies are coming together, aren't they, to work together to try and solve this?
Yes, I think every agency in El Paso County has really stepped up their enforcement. The goal is to get voluntary compliance with the drivers throughout El Paso County, throughout the state of Colorado. State Patrol Captain John Lupton is really taking a focused effort on bringing all law enforcement, area law enforcement together to try to get us all on the same page to where we're doing enforcement the same way. And we're trying to coordinate our efforts so that we're making a larger impact in the community than we would individually.
El Paso County, the Sheriff's Department has also reactivated their traffic unit.
Yes, they have. Sheriff Elder has really taken a focus on traffic safety as well. In 2019, they've been doing numerous DUI arrests. They've increased their traffic enforcement, so they're issuing a lot of summonses in the county and in the city as well.
So, Chief, in Colorado Springs, I know last year, again, those 48 traffic fatalities, how are we pacing this year? And it's traffic debt, so it's hard to reference it that way, but
that's okay.
How are we pacing on that with this year compared to last year?
Last year at this time, we had 20 fatalities.
Okay.
This year, we're at 18. So we're really close. And that, it's a little lower right now, but you never know what's going to happen in the summer. We could have an increase. We could have a decrease. There's just no way to predict where we'll be at the end of the year.
And Chief, as your department investigates these fatalities, is there a common thread that runs through these accidents?
No, there's not really a common thread. We have a lot of single car accidents where vehicles go off the road because of their speeding. We have a lot of impaired driving, either drugs or alcohol. Yeah. That are impacted or that influence the accident. We have auto pedestrian accidents where the pedestrians are crossing mid-block or it's in the middle of the night and it's dark and there's no lights and they're crossing the street against a light. Mm. It's just a multitude of reasons. And our goal is just to get people to pay attention to what they're doing when they're driving and to not only pay attention to yourself, but to pay attention to the vehicles and the individuals around you.
And we were kind of talking, Chief, before we came on the air, CSPD officers are increased enforcement, correct?
Yes, they have.
So what are CSPD focusing on? Is it mostly speed or lots of other stuff as well?
It's everything, but speed is one of the main focuses of the department. Our tickets in 2019 have gone up about 48% from last year, which is a significant number. Our speeding tickets have gone up over 200% over the last 2 years. So there really is a focus on speeding. And I think the good news with that is we have reduced our injury accidents by over 10%.
And this year?
Just in the last six months over last year. So that is a good thing. So I do think our efforts are making an impact on driving because our injury accidents are down and our accidents overall are down a little bit.
And Chief, if you get a speeding ticket and it's upheld in court, not only is there a fine that goes with it, it can influence your insurance rate.
It can influence your insurance rate. And then another impact is on your points. You have 12 points on your license, depending on if you pay the fine or if you go to court, there will be a points assessed to your license as well. And if you lose those points over time, you can actually lose your license.
Now, Chief, there was a town hall that you were at
and
other area agencies, right? Mm-hmm. And folks could come out. Was it a Q&A or how did that town hall go?
Well, in the town hall, it was predominantly the Colorado Springs Police Department. We also had the city traffic engineer, the new traffic engineer, Todd Frisbee.
Okay.
And Miley Gray from Drive Smart Colorado.
Okay.
We did have EPSO and State Patrol were in the audience. The town hall went really well, I thought. There were a lot of important questions that came out from the audience and from viewers, and we were able to answer questions that I think people just weren't sure what the answers were.
Right.
And I think it put their mind at ease. We talked about traffic safety. We talked about our enforcement and the enforcement that we're doing Mr. Frisbee talked about engineering and how engineering impacts traffic safety. And then we talked about photo enforcement and where our photo enforcement program was going.
So let's actually, if we can take a break, and let's talk about the photo enforcement when we come back. Because I'm sure that was a lot of questions, wasn't it?
There were.
Okay.
There were
a few. A lot of people probably asking about that.
Yes.
And then you've got a story to tell about something that you saw on someone went through a light.
Yes. Now,
we've got to tell that story.
It's crazy. So we'll have more with Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey next. KRDO's Morning News. This morning we're talking with Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey. And Chief, before the break, we were talking about the town hall that CSPD hosted and the questions that came up. And one of the top questions, I'm sure, was about photo enforcement or red light cameras. They are now in enforcement, not just warning stage, at two Colorado Springs intersections, right?
Yes, we have two cameras that are in the enforcement stage. One of the cameras is at Platt and Shelton, and the other one is at Briar Gate and Lexington. We have plans for two more cameras to go up in July. At two more intersections, and then right now we're in the process of evaluating six other intersections, because by the end of the year we'd like to have 10 of the enforcement cameras up and running.
And the numbers, though, that you're already seeing, pretty high.
Yes, very high. At each of the locations, we do a 30-day warning phase. So we give the citizens the time to figure out where the cameras are at, so they know where they're at.
So it's kind of like a knock-knock high.
It is. We publicize where they're at, and then we give them a chance to actually see them. So we do an enforcement phase. In the enforcement phase, or the warning phase of the first two cameras, we sent about 600 warnings out. That was at first count. And I think what I really want to get the community to be aware of is those were 600 after we reviewed them individually. We probably had about 140, 150 other violations that the vendor sent us that we said didn't meet our standards, so we didn't issue a warning. And I think that's important to know, because I know there's a perception out there that this is a revenue generator for CSPD. It's not. This is entirely about traffic safety. Every time a vendor captures a violation, it's sent to us, CSPD. We review every violation that they send us. If it meets our standard, then we'll send it back and they issue the ticket. If it doesn't meet our standard, it goes away.
Okay.
And we're done.
And the intersections you're picking, by the way, these are high accident intersections,
yes, they are.
Correct?
Yes, we base it on our accident data and CDOT's accident data. That's what we're basing it on.
Well, and it sounds like you were telling us the story of this, and I think CSPD shared the video of this. Oh my gosh, this was crazy. This happened at Platt and Shelton.
Platt and Shelton,
right?
Yes.
So what happened exactly? This was all caught on the cameras.
Yes, it was caught on the cameras. There was eastbound Platt at Shelton. There was a red light for eastbound and westbound Platt. There were vehicles stopped in the through lanes, both through lanes for eastbound Platt, and a small compact vehicle decided to go through the light, went in between the vehicles that were stopped in the lanes, and went through the red light. And we did capture that.
And traffic was, they all traffic had to slam
was,
on their brakes
yes,
because, yeah.
Yes, luckily the vehicle slowed down enough where other vehicles going north and south could stop. And that was amazing.
And that was during the time when you were doing enforcement.
And we weren't doing enforcement yet. It was the warning phase. So that vehicle got a warning ticket.
Wow.
Yes.
And let's go back to the people who say that this is a revenue generator. You're limited. You're capped on the amount of money that you can do on a red light camera, correct?
Yes, we're capped. It's $75 a violation. Mm-hmm. And really, this for the police department is a force multiplier for us. That's the way we view it. If I have a camera located at Platt and Shelton, that means I don't have to have an officer there to monitor red light violations. Right. So this really allows us to go do other things, to answer calls for service, to go do enforcement in other areas by having the camera there.
Perfect. Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey, thank you so much. We're up against the clock, but we appreciate you so much coming in this
morning.
Thank
you very much for having me today. Yeah. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you again next month at 7:51 on KRDO.